It just takes time. Aligning ourselves, figuring out who we are. It just takes time. Every day. Going at it every day. It's tiring. But that's why we're here. That's why we're on Earth. It's just to figure out who we are and what we're supposed to be here to do. I heard this quote, losing yourself to a transcendent self leads to much higher quality of life. And I don't know, that stuck with me recently. I think if you're just living for yourself, then life is a little empty. I'm not saying you have to follow a religion, you have to believe in God, or be super spiritual, but I do think at some level there has to be something larger than you that you're living for. For me, that's my family, that's my work. Because I think, well, if I can raise my kid a little bit better than my parents raised me, then that might make the world a little bit better. You know, if I can have a healthy marriage, it's going to help us raise a healthier kid or healthier kids. You know, if I can put out good work, you know, and people might be able to get something from it, then you know, that's a bit bigger than myself. And I think when you make it about yourself, you lose interest in it. I was doing this for money for a while. That's why I started. I was about to have a family. I needed to make some money. And I thought, okay, well, you know, what can I do? And I just kind of fell into this. This type of content isn't even what I started making. It just kind of fell into this because I saw that is what was successful. And I wanted to make money from it. Because I think you should make money from what you love doing and what you're good at doing. But that was almost my only goal. I was thinking me, money, 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 and then my family. Because, you know, I had to put food on the table. And it wasn't really until this year that I realized this is not going to work. And I told that to my wife, and she said, well, I knew that. Because you always, she said, when I would ask you why you're doing this, and you'd say money, she's like, well, even I know, money can't be the end all. You can't be the ending of why. You cannot be the answer of the question, why are you doing what you're doing? It can't be for yourself. And I think somewhere I got lost because I was thinking, I have to do things for myself. I have to do things that make me happy. And I think in thinking that way, which we're told quite a bit, you know, you can be whatever you want to be. Do what makes you happy. Take care of yourself first. You know, this whole self-care and mental health movement. Not to say I think that's, you know, inherently bad, but I think it can send a mixed message. You know, take care of yourself first. But really, it should be take care of the people around you first. And I'm not saying sacrifice yourself for the people around you all the time. I think you have to be healthy. You have to be strong. You have to be mentally and physically fit to be able to take care of the people around you. So in a way, you're only taking care of yourself and doing what's best for you because there are people around you that need to be taken care of. You need to be able to offer what you can offer to everybody around you, whether that's your family or your friends, your community, your society, your country, your nation, the earth, you know, even just the animals, the trees, the plants, you know, offering your best self to your God. My God happens just to be, I guess, everything, you know, the universe. That's what I believe in. What's bigger than me? Well, everything else aside from me. First step, you know, it's my family. Because they're the closest to me. My dogs. And my community. The audience that we have here. This community that we have here. That means something to me. And I think we all have to have that. In some way. I don't think we can escape it without living a life that is not going to be fulfilling. We cannot just live for ourselves. We're going to hit a wall doing that. So this losing oneself to some transcendent self, I don't think it means, you know, you lose yourself. I think in the process, you actually become a lot stronger. But it's because you know there's something bigger than you that you want to be a part of and you want to support and that you want to help grow. You know, last night instead of taking notes on my phone or being on my phone in general, I sat at the table while my wife was cooking dinner. My kid woke up and we colored and we ate goldfish. And I think in that example, just losing myself, saying, okay, well, I'm not going to take notes on my phone, even though it's a bit easier, it's a bit more efficient. I'll sit down at the table so I can talk with my wife. I can be present, at least physically. And with my kid, he can't use the phone yet, but he can color. He can play with the paper. He can pick up the crayons. He can pick up the pens. And that's something that we can do together. And in that way, I didn't get too much journaling done, but I felt a lot better because I wasn't just serving myself with my own thoughts and journaling and an activity all by myself, but I was being present with my wife and my child. And that meant a lot more to me. It increased my quality of life much, much more than just going to lay on the couch and using my notes or searching something up on YouTube or watching TV. And I think when I pay attention to it, there are so many areas in my life that I can do that. There's so many different moments throughout my day that I can do that, that if I did do that, the quality of my life would probably be a lot better. And I think that probably goes for most of us. Just being present and doing the best thing that we could possibly do at any given moment, which means not always doing what's best for us or what we think is best for us. Doing what's best for everything around us, which makes everything around us better, which eventually puts us in a much better place.